today.
Changing your pocket.
That's right.
I'm gonna take you out and buy talk radio, morning conversation radio, good radio. I don't mind beating my chest, blowing my.
Oh, wait, here, let me beat mine.
All right.
Ow.
Better.
Ow. I feel like we're in a helicopter.
That sounds better when you beat your chest than when I beat mine.
That's more to beat. All right, let's get moving here with the conversation. This is the anniversary today
of
Henry Ford making his first car.
Cool.
Yes, yes, yes.
Was the model, the Probe,
the Taurus. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was actually. I'm a little.
It was the.
I'm Richie, true confessions here.
Yeah.
I'm making brownies. Well, I'm on the
what?
Air today.
Why are you making brownies?
Because I found the foolproof recipe that's good for me. There's nothing better than
right. You just take them out of the box, put them in the oven, and
put
boom.
In some oil. And
well,
in
no,
it.
These are pomegranate, cholesterol-free. They have no
taste like
what are you
cardboard.
Talking about pomegranate cholesterol-free.
Yeah.
What?
Well, this is so they'd be good for you. I have, you know how my mind works. I don't want to eat anything that's not good, but I love brownies.
And then they aren't brownies.
Yeah, yeah, they are. They're brownies.
They're palmies.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's get back to where we started. Henry Ford's fabulously successful Model T into production for the first time in the 1920s.
Available in any color you want.
Black.
As long as it was black.
Right. They had, he was a very ingenious fellow, knew what people wanted, and knew that they were ready to pay for it.
Invented the manufacturing line. The
line, they call it the assembly line.
The assembly line, yeah.
For the most part. Model T, Model A's, and then from there, it just, everything exploded. And the Ford Motor Company was big. During the Depression, when there really wasn't any manufacturing going on in this country at all, people were still buying cars. And Ford also sort of ramped up because for people like that knew there was going to be a war. And so he and the company from 1903, which was the year actually the first car was made by Ford Motor Company, through to the 1930s, they ramped up the assembly line. Was important for all of the war material, Richie. You hit the nail on the head whether you knew it or you didn't.
Yep.
Ford didn't make a lot of money selling cars. He made a lot of money building plants that could be used, the technology. He was smart enough to patent some of the things that are used on the assembly line even today. And so as they made tanks and planes and jeeps and whatever else it was that was going to the war, they needed Ford and his methodology. So they adapted a lot of it. It was very cool.
Yeah.
It's a good American story. It's about American ingenuity, creativity. We had so much of it.
He was such catch a TV shows all the time about how inventive he was.
Yeah.
And how just
the well,
guy's
but think
genius.
About all the other guys. They were around from the 1880s during the beginnings of the Industrial Revolution. And again, if you have a philosophy like mine, that nothing happens by accident. Think about this country. When those of you who get down and kind of morose about what's going on, I mean, I certainly get morose about the stupidity of the leadership that we have in this country. But putting that aside, I'm talking about political leadership. We still do have great leadership when it comes to business and understanding how to build things. We have it here, and if we don't do it here, we lend ourselves to other countries around the world and show them.
Here's the problem, though. We have become a country of consumers, not creators.
That is true.
And we need to
be both.
More into the manufacturing of goods instead of the
consumption
of goods.
We have great ideas. The idea is for computers.
Right.
From here.
Right. But we need to be able to manufacture these goods and ideas that we come up with.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, we're just giving everybody else our money.
Yep. Okay, so here, let's go back to my sort of philosophy here, or my story has to do with how it all gets started. The Industrial Revolution, which was brought about by the train. The opening up of our country wouldn't have happened if it were not for the train. And then from that, you see places developing, train tracks along riverbeds with the mills and all of this stuff. It all came together. And a great industrial circumstance that we don't enjoy as much today, Richie, you're right, as we have enjoyed, was born. And people like Henry Ford really cultivated it. So we celebrate Ford in a lot of different ways. I was looking at some of the history of some of the cars that were Fords. The Phaeton, for example, the first Ford Phaeton sold for $395 in 1927. Sold for the first time in 35 other countries, too, because that was when they started during the Depression, Black Thursday, as a matter of fact. Let's see here. They sold 620,000 units in 1931, Ford did. That's a lot of cars.
Wow.
Sure.
But
is.
He had, at one point, 1 year, 1928, I guess, or early, 1928, they sold 800,000 new cars. Now, you even put that up against, we sell, what, how many new cars in this country a year? Four million? Something like that? Or is it more
something
than that?
Like that.
Yeah. And then another 4 million used cars a year. But, well over 24 million Fords have been manufactured, and many of them, they're simple, plain cars. So I thought we'd go back just for fun to some of the ads, as far back as we could find radio and television ads for Fords, and see if these ads strike a chord with you. Really, I'm not sure, Richie, how old the oldest one is.
Wow, before we do this, 1950s.
Yeah.
guess how many total passenger vehicles there are in the country, according to a 2007 DOT study. Yeah,
I think it's 101 million.
Keep going.
120 million.
Keep going.
200 million.
Keep going.
No.
254. Overall, there were an estimated 254.4 million registered passenger vehicles in the United States.
It's crazy.
Wow.
And there are only 310 million people live here, so everybody but the people in diapers own a car.
It's increased every year since 1960.
Yep. All right. So what I like, by the way, about Ford is they were the first to invent the V8. They still have, in my mind, Chevy always had the best six-cylinder engine, and Ford had the best V8.
Chrysler had the best six-cylinder. That old Dodge Dart slant six.
Yeah, well, the slant six, yeah.
They should
the old Chevy 192 is great.
Right, but now Jennifer's eyes are glazing over. So
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Fine. Yes, I'd love to. Thanks, Gene. I'll be there. 2 o'clock. Goodbye.
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 You know, 3 weeks ago, I couldn't have accepted that invitation. Like so many people these days, we live in the suburbs, and Dave needs the car every day for business. When he was gone, I was practically a prisoner in my own home. I couldn't get out to see my friends, couldn't take part in PTA activities.
So smart.
I couldn't even shop when I wanted to. I had to wait till Thursday night after Dave brought the car home. But that's all changed now. 3 weeks ago, we bought another Ford, the new low-price custom line Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it stunning? Dave has it all to himself. And I now have the ranch wagon all to myself.
Yep.
It's a whole
had those,
new
both
way
of those puppies in the neighborhood.
Now I'm free to go anywhere, do anything, see anybody anytime I want.
This is fascinating.
It's only good common sense.
Yeah.
Why be stuck with one expensive car when you can enjoy all the fun and freedom of two fine Fords?
Today, more and more families are finding out how easy it is to become two Ford families.
Yep.
You can choose from 20 different models, colors galore, and each available with Thunderbird power, with styling inspired by the famous Ford Thunderbird, and each with the extra protection of Ford's Lifeguard design. See your Ford dealers soon.
I find it absolutely fascinating that we're listening to a commercial from the 1950s.
That was 1956.
Ford zeroed in on the woman in the family.
Yep. Smart, huh?
You know, I'm shocked because I didn't really think, because I was in the car business in the 80s, and we saw in the 80s a change. When you walked out on the showroom floor, I was a wholesaler, so I'd work at these salesmen and see the salesmen, and they'd take the trades, and I'd buy them. But when a family walked in, traditionally, you would walk up, shake the gentleman's hand.
Yeah, ignore the woman.
Almost ignore the woman.
Dummies.
And then in the 80s, it was where you went and you made a beeline for the wife.
Mm.
And you shook her hand, you welcomed her, then you said, hello, sir, how are you today? And that was so apparent in my mind in the 80s to watch that transition.
Mm.
And to hear this from the 1950s blows my mind.
Brilliant stuff. They were very smart. And they still are pretty smart. They remember they're the only one of the major Ford major car companies didn't go bankrupt.
Yep.
So, and I've always had, my father always had Fords, Ford products. I've pretty much always, I was GM for a while until a really unfortunate incident, and I've gone back to Fords. Although I will tell you, I'm sort of tempted by some of the Dodge trucks that are around, but Ford in the focus here, if you'll pardon the pun. 18 after on...
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike? That thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three! You're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looked so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, coming up later on in this hour on Good Day.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Factor last night. The top seven finalists open up the program with a performance of Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. Remember, this week was Michael Jackson music on the X Factor. So I don't know that we're too enthused about this, are we?
You know, not bad.
You guys tell me, I mean, we've all watched this a little bit. None of us are really, really into it. But
yeah.
Do the singers not seem nearly as good on this as they are on American Idol?
I don't think so.
And doesn't it seem like there's a whole different quality on American Idol than this show?
It's just flat.
I'm going to be into it next year, I decided.
Yeah, really.
I mean, I see Simon talking about some of his contestants that are on his team type thing, saying how great they are, where I think on American Idol, he would have killed them.
Yeah. And that's one of the problems. No, it's not better. All right. Let's move on. Do we think, or you want to listen to more of this?
No, I'm done.
Okay. Here's,
once they turn Man in the Mirror in, turn it over to a 10-year-old
to
punk.
Astro.
Yeah, Astro.
All right. Drew here singing Roxette's Listen to Your Heart for the judges.
I love this song, man.
Good to hear it.
It's a great song.
America's waiting to hear it. Let's hear it for Michael, Rich, Drew, Roxette. Everybody.
I get emotion from the look in your eyes. Yeah.
All right.
Jennifer's
can I interrupt? Can I interrupt?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Put an end to this misery.
No, I think this lady has a very nice sounding voice, but why does every modern woman singer have to yodel like that every time?
I know.
It's
horrible.
Like one person did it. Like, it started with Amy Winehouse and then Adele, and then everybody has to be this heart-wrenching soul singer.
All right. You know Marcus Canty.
Hello.
No. Let's play a little of this, Richie.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm with you.
Neither of us Gladys Knight song. That's a good song.
It's
getting it on music.
All right. Jennifer.
Yes.
You know the story. Apparently, Simon screwed up. He blames himself after he booted a singer that was basically inconsolable on the air. So
that's pretty much the story.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Which one was it?
I think it was Melanie. Let's see if I can find the name. But he actually stormed off the show. I mean, it was a big thing.
Simon did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't even... It was Drew. That's who it was.
So they booted somebody. The person was extremely upset, inconsolable, and Simon stormed off the stage.
Simon stormed off. Yeah, he wouldn't even speak to the other judges. And then I guess Astro bowed out last night.
Yeah.
Good.
Which is a good thing. Oh, okay. Drew is a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a Richie. Play cut 211.
Yeah.
This is... I love and respect both of you, and I think that you are multi-talented, and I believe deserve recording contracts. That's the truth. But I went out, you asked me what I'm looking for in this Save Me song. It is a Save Me song, and it has to move me. I'm sorry. I'm sending you home, Drew.
All right.
Yeah, no, Simon was not happy. He went up and hugged her, and then he walked off the stage.
Yeah. I tell you, there's drama there, people like that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, in the next half hour, Jennifer is going to give us a preview of the season 11 of American Idol. And now we'll compare in conversation notes. We just said we didn't think this show was anywhere near as good. So we'll talk about the new American Idol up in the next half hour on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday. It's your last chance to save up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you purchase 4 eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. Plus, save big on all tires. And get any service and we'll give you a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 12/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, this is Alex Jones.
This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
About 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour, Jennifer Horn will have the update on what the new season of American Idol will look like. It's almost time for the Queen of Cheap and her bargains. It's Freebie Friday. Sooner or later, you will come around to understanding how valuable this radio program is.
I've been here 15 years. I'm still working on it.
If, in fact, I do say so myself. You have experienced a lot of things, all of you, this year. Most of all of us have been through things that have changed our lives. Do they get in the way of your future happiness and success? Only if you let them. It's great to hold the thought. If you've lost somebody that's very important to you, you hold the thought of the goodness, whatever that person meant to you, you hold on to that. Did that person inspire you? I know that was the case with Toni. She inspired everybody that she touched. Everybody. And who inspires? Think about you and your life and who inspires you. Richie's dad passed away this year. He inspired Rich
Sure.
and his family. And we've all, we see this, we sense it, we feel it. We know that there is a sense here. I think about Roberta and the love that she had for her folks and how inspiring. We all have somebody like that. And you get into this season of the year and you become very reflective, very retrospective. You think back, and I think that's a cool thing to do, but just move it and think back and then move it ahead as if those people were still around. And the closer look shows you, I think, that especially if you're in a crisis and you need support, that if you hold on to those good thoughts of what those people meant to you, they will help you through the changes that are taking place or may be about to take place. And I think that's, I think it's very healthy to take, to transform. Sometimes people who weren't so good, who have gone, what is the old expression, don't think or speak ill of the dead. I think you can turn that around a little bit. Most people look better in death than they do in life. From the point of view of, wow, that person was this, this, and this.
Yeah, you get rid of all their negatives.
Right. Yeah, think about it. So why not take that precious stone, polish it a little bit, the humanity of those people, the best part of the humanity of those people, and help it move you into the trials and tribulations and challenges that you have to face in the future. Have them right there with you. If they helped you in the past, they can help you in the here and now and in the future, I think, anyway. I think that's really the way it is. And partly, I bring us around to a focus. This hour, we've been talking in part about Henry Ford and how fabulously well he did in teaching us not only how to build cars, how to build an industry, how to build a community of not factories, but businesses, and how well it has served America in the years since the first car rolled off the line, which was 100 years ago, as a matter of fact. Can you believe that?
100
years ago.
The Mecum Auto Auction is on this weekend. They have an auction. I forget where it is this weekend, but
yeah.
They sold like a 1927 Model T, whatever, and it did 40-some grand. It wasn't in great shape. I mean, it ran, and it was fine, but it needed to be redone 40-some grand. It was, I mean, just neat car just to watch it, you know, with the crank start.
So we've been listening. We have a few of these Ford ads over the years, and we were reflecting. Ford is not, I mean, Ford is kind of America, in a manner of speaking. The General Motors group of cars, the fellas that started it, Olds, and I'm trying to remember the names of some of the people, the Cadillac guy and the Pontiac guy,
Buick
as well. I don't remember their names. I remember Walter Chrysler, certainly, for Chrysler Motors. Anyway, these were all American names, and they spoke to, at the time, how well we were doing in creating things here in this country. One of the things that we are most well known for is creating pretty interesting ads. Well, we used to be. Some of the creative ads now come from Europe, some of the best ones. But some of the earlier ones is we look back at the car commercials. Here's another one of the Ford commercials.
Oh, you're going to like this one.
It's pretty good.
Mustang, a brilliant new breed of car. Tiffany and Company, for generations a symbol of beauty and elegance. Now Tiffany, who never before honored any automobile, has honored the Ford Mustang with this gold medal award for excellence in American design. Mustang, excitingly versatile, unexpectedly practical, with a wide list of options to make it even more luxurious or give it even more sports car performance. This is Mustang, an unexpected car at an unexpected price. Only $2,368 FOB Detroit. And that includes luxury features that are available only at extra cost in many other cars. See the unexpected. The new Ford Mustang, now at your Ford dealers.
Yeah. Good.
So who was the guy who championed the idea for the Mustang?
Lee Iacocca.
Very good.
Yeah, brilliant. One of them, I think, other than Henry Ford, Lee Iacocca has meant more to American automobile sales business ideas than any other man in the history of the business. A brilliant guy. Should have been president. Ugh, what a brilliant man. And personable, tough, but he knew how to be just tough enough. But his ideas, the guy had, he invented the minivan. Was his idea to create the minivan. Just those sorts of things. How often do you have guys that come along like that?
Check this out. The actual prototype for the Mustang was a two-seat mid-engine car, and it ended up being the Mustang. But then later, that two-seat mid-engine design ended up being the Pontiac Fiero.
Yeah. Oh, what a piece of junk.
It was garbage, man.
My God, what a piece
of
junk.
I was in the business of doing that.
What a horrible piece of junk.
When the first one came on the showroom floor for the Pontiac dealer in Montgomery County, the line was 4 or 5 people deep around the car just to see it.
Ah.
And it was a piece of garbage.
What a junk box. All right, 20 minutes before the hour. Time for Roberta Fasanelli to bring us this weekend's Queen of Cheap, fabulous Freebie Fridays.
Woo. Yes. She's the Queen of Cheap.
Yes.
The Diva of Toaster Time. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Freebie Friday! A little bit of a different Freebie Fridays. They usually will bring you.
You creating
Fridays.
Some drama around
yes,
this, Roberta?
I'm creating some drama.
Drama.
A little different today. A little different. Usually the Freebie Friday is free stuff that you can, you know, write away for and email for or whatever. This is, you can kind of call it free food in a way. This is a list of the different restaurants across the country, the restaurant chains that are giving you bonus dollars. So you could translate that into free food when you buy holiday gift cards. So if you buy a holiday gift card for someone, you get a little bonus for yourself. Let's take some examples. Applebee's, for example. You get a $10 bonus card when you buy $50 in gift cards. Barnes & Noble, a $10 card for $100. Benihana, $10 bonus on $50. Blank Angus, $5 on $50. Bonefish Grill, $20 on $100. Boston Market, $5 bonus card for $25 in gift cards. This I'm buying myself. So you can buy these for yourself because we go to Boston Market a lot. So if you do, just buy yourself a $25 gift card and you get a $5 bonus on top of it. California Pizza Kitchen, $20 on $100. Carrabba's, $20 on $100. Cheeseburgers in Paradise, $10 on $50.
Cheeseburgers in Paradise.
Let's see, Culver's, you get a free W Value basket for every $25. Flat Top Grill, $25 on $100. And it goes on and on. There's all different types of, you know, combinations that they do. But like I said, the beauty of it is that you get free stuff when you buy a gift card. So you can stock up, like I said, just for yourself. Buy it. If you know you go to a place, Ruby Tuesday, $15 bonus card with $50 in gift cards. You go to Ruby Tuesday every week, well, you know, buy yourself a couple of $50 gift cards and get a $15 bonus on top of it. So we have all of these listed for you. Even Taco Bell, you get a free taco flatbread sandwich when you buy a $20 gift card. So it's really good deals here and great idea for the holidays or great idea just for yourself to save money so you get free food. It'll be listed on DougStephan.com.
It's listed on the website right now. Just see Free Food Friday.
Right.
Free Food Friday. Say that fast, Richie.
Free Food Friday. Friday.
Free Food Friday. Free Food Friday. Yay. All right. May I... I'm going to indulge in a little, this is sort of a call to action, I guess, in a manner of speaking, because that's what the Freebie Friday stuff is and all of the things we have at the Queen of Cheap Box, which is located right on the homepage at DougStephan.com. Lots of ways for you to save, and I'm proud of that information. This is not a program about politics, but once in a while, because it's about people, it's about politicians. And I said this earlier this morning, Roberta, I'm not sure you heard this, I don't think Richie did. In my disgust, one of the last 2 weeks' biggest conversations in the issue-oriented talk radio world has been the insider trading that politicians have been engaged in, apparently, for years. And the thing that I didn't know out of all of this was that it was legal. Everybody else in the world, you get involved in insider trading, you go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow or other, these people have exempted themselves
really?
From yet one
yep.
other deal. Insider trading for members of Congress and their immediate family is not illegal. It's certainly immoral and unethical, but it is not illegal.
So if they pass a law that will allow a company to benefit from this law, yeah. which will then... ensure that that company is about to just
right.
go gangbusters on the stock market.
Yeah, just go buy.
They're allowed to use that information
yep.
to buy stock
right.
that day,
yes.
knowing that the law will be
correct.
Passed that next month.
It. Yep, you got it. So now there is...
What a gaffe.
Well, it's what it is. It's why people... there's 9% support for what's going on in Congress.
How is
American
this
people.
Not, like, well, story number one 10 years ago?
Why isn't it story number one today instead of all of the who's sleeping with who stuff? The Government Affairs
wow.
Committee yesterday in the Senate, though, held a hearing to address the inadequacy of the laws that allow members of Congress to engage in insider trading so that perhaps they will change that. So they say, oh, they have to.
Yeah, I'm running for Congress. I could care less whether I change your people's laws. I just want to get in on the goods.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was thinking I'd run Bernie. What's his face? Barney Frank's not running, and it's
there
my district. I'm in the new district. I could run. And have a good time. Speaking of Barney Frank...
How many times have you voted against him?
I've never voted for him.
I know.
So you could
just
find out
how many times have you voted against him.
Anyway, the heads of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac testifying because the House Committee on Financial Services wanted to know why they spent $74,000 for dinner during a recent conference. Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, broke, right? And they're using federal dollars to shore themselves up, to prop themselves up. Spent $74,000 for dinners during a conference in Texas in the last couple months. What's wrong with that? Some taxpayer money, right? No big deal. It's not a big deal. 14 before the hour. Speaking of big deals, Fox has announced the premiere date for season 11 of American Idol. Jennifer Horn will have all the details just a moment here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try a new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, this is Peter Schiff with a Peter Schiff Minute. Well, the news this week is that the FHA now has a delinquency rate of 17%. One in six FHA guaranteed mortgages is delinquent. And, you know, prior to the financial collapse, the FHA only insured 3% of all mortgages. In 2010, 40% of all the mortgages were insured by the FHA. They now insure better than one in five U.S. mortgages. This is the next major bailout, a la Fannie and Freddie. Probably by 2012, they're going to need a bailout. And why? Because they took over the subprime market. They saw a great opportunity when the private sector abandoned subprime. They saw an opportunity to corner the market in lending money to people who couldn't pay it back. Well, if the private sector couldn't figure out how to make money in subprime, how's the government going to do it? The difference is they're doing it with our money. Get more on ShiffRadio.com.
Hi, this is Doug Radio. It's DougStefan.com. For those of you who are following this world of fashion, it's 12 before the hour. I'm looking here at a picture of the Scrubs group and the Seinfeld stars teaming up. What's that? Do you know anything about
ooh,
that?
Cool.
The show, probably the show The X's, it might be what you're talking about, because the star of Scrubs and Wayne from Seinfeld are all on the show The X's with Kristen Johnson on TV Land. It premiered on Wednesday.
There we go. Okay.
Right, so after what's the big... in Cleveland. Big news today is Fox's announced their mid-season schedule, which means all the shows that start in January. It's a whole new lineup, and Fox has got some really good stuff coming up. Monday, I know we're all excited here about the new drama series with Kiefer Sutherland called Touch.
Yep.
That's going to be Monday nights at 9, just like 24, Dougie. You asked about that.
Yep.
And then you have Breaking In with Christian Slater and Raising Hope, some sitcoms on Tuesday. American Idol is back on Wednesdays. The 11th season will start January 18th.
What are they doing that's different? Anything?
Not a whole lot that's different than last year, but they're going to start with a two-hour season premiere, and that's part one. Then they're going to do a second part the following day, which is Thursday, like they always do, you know.
Yeah.
Big 2 hours, though.
Yeah.
We need lots of auditions. They also have lots of football coming up. They have the Cotton Bowl Classic. They have the NFC Championship game. And a new animated show based on Napoleon Dynamite. That's going to be on Sunday nights. Now, Barbara Walters has named her list of the most fascinating people of 2011. And she's named Simon Cowell, our buddy from The X Factor, the Kardashian family, also the stars of Modern Family, Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Eric Stone Street, which I think is very cute and fun. Also this year, Katy Perry, Donald Trump, Derek Jeter, and Pippa Middleton. That's Kate Middleton's sister, which, you know, she has the rear assets.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, just wanting to kick off the holiday season, Doug, I want to give you some highlights from the TV world if you want to get in the holiday mood. Tonight on ABC Family, they're doing Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas at 8 p.m.
It's too early for that stuff.
No, it's not.
Nah, that's
and
good.
Debbie McComber's trading Christmas at 8. Now, on Sunday, ABC Family's doing their 25 Days of Christmas featuring, Roberta, a Harry Potter marathon from 7 a.m. until midnight.
Wow. Oh, boy.
How cool is that?
I see that Alcatraz, cool. This new show by J.J. Abrams, is going to be on before Kiefer Sutherland at 8 on Fox.
That's
Jorge Garcia. Wasn't he the one in Lost, the big guy?
Yep. He played Hugo, yeah. Oh, and Larry King is joining a consortium to buy the Dodgers.
There you go. You got them all. 51 after on Good Day.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Time. The big story this week, everybody is talking about American Airlines, not because they filed bankruptcy, but because they held out as long as they did. And Tom Parsons from bestfares.com will talk about how that affects you and your travel. If you fly American as I do, they're my primary carrier. Does this change things? We'll see if it does and how it does. Plus the other ways that the competitors to American are taking advantage of the situation and how you benefit from that as well, coming right up here on Good Day.
Oh, oh yeah! This is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups. Oscar winner George Kennedy has just finished his autobiography, called Trust Me. And from his home in Idaho, George told me he can't believe how quickly time has flown.
It is not just having aches and pains. It is the sneakiness of the way it all got there.
While filming Earthquake, George confesses, it took him several takes to reach under Victoria Principal's clothing to find a puppy.
When I had to reach into his shirt, I really didn't look very hard for the dog.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Johnny Depp sails again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate things in Friends with Benefits. And Danny McBride forces Jesse Eisenberg to rob a bank in 30 minutes or less. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales. And you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence.
And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
All right, so travel this week, travelers. I was talking to a friend of mine who was on getting on to a American 767 in Los Angeles yesterday, fly back to New York. He says nothing different. He takes the trip once a week, and I don't think it would. What I noticed last week with American is their schedule change, and they're putting smaller planes on some of the longer routes, which I find distressing. They also, and I don't make this too much inside, one of the reasons they file bankruptcy is to easily get rid of the planes that they don't want. That's really part of it. Plus, dealing with the unions that have for 8 years said, we're not agreeing. Now they more or less have to agree to something, don't they?
Yeah, there's going to have to be, and also there's the stockholders and there's other people who they're in debt to. They're real debt heavy in pensions.
Right.
But when we look at what U.S. Airways did when they came out of bankruptcy, today to fly their plane crew-wise, it's $1,900, approximately $1,900 per hour.
Mm-hmm.
American today, before bankruptcy, it was over $3,000 per hour. And that's just 1 hour.
Right.
And you think of
that's
how many
crew
hours
costs.
Those planes are in the sky every day, every week, every month.
Yeah. America and that's not paying for the fuel.
They have to get that number down closer to maybe 22, 23, or 24, or those will be Continental and United.
Yeah, right. They got to get around. They have to cut $1,000 an hour off of what it costs them to fly the planes.
Right, and that's one a lot of money when you think about it.
And, but the other side of it is that people in that league, especially the people that pay American and the other legacy carriers, they make their money off of the business person. And if you don't cater to, that's why the only reason I've said what I have about the smaller planes. If they run those small planes everywhere, people will go to the other airlines that are flying more comfortable planes. It's that simple.
Well, also, but at least they know they have a bunch of 737s. I know that's not your favorite plane either.
No.
Or the Airbus.
Okay, no.
But they do have the new technology planes coming in on board in the next 4 or 5 years. And I think today what they need to do is just tweak it. Now, everybody shouldn't have any fear this Christmas holiday season. The only thing you need to fear is, are we going to have a storm in the Northeast?
Right.
That would be the only reason you see American may not be able to get you somewhere on time.
Or everything stays the same.
Or anybody else.
Yeah, they're not going to. They're going to keep the airline running the way that it has run, only with the supposedly newer, more efficient planes, and they have to beat up their employees again.
Yep. And then there's, everybody's going to take a hit, but they have been paying their taxes. They've been doing those other things. They have $4 billion in the bank, which is a hefty piece of ching-chang.
Right.
And so I think you're okay.
Right.
I know. Now, for those people who don't want to fly American, they want to fly coast to coast for the New Year's, look at on the Doug site with a 25% off on Virgin America, and they're a nice little airline.
How long is that going to last?
It's only good from January 3rd to February
15th. Yeah, but do you book it now, or how long?
You have to wait until December 15th, but get it now, put it in your stock drawer.
All right.
Get ready to use it.
Stand by for that. December 15th, 25% off Virgin, and that's a deal from Best.
Ready for cold.